We belong to each other. That was an observation that Mother Teresa made about the state of difficulties in our world. That if we're not happy, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other. We are deeply connected to each other. And when we're at our best, we recognize this and we discover that things are more likely to be harmonious when people have what they need, when they're given those things in their life that are necessary for not only survival, but to be able to thrive. And this is what the first reading is pointing out in a wonderful way. To be able to name something was to have power over it in the ancient world. That's why the revelation of God's name, for example, is so interesting, because on the one hand, he reveals his name, but on the other hand, he doesn't really. There's this great sense of mystery always with the name of God. So Adam gives names to these animals, and there is a certain sense where he now has power over them, and we know that that's true. We use animals for all kinds of things today. But none of them remind him of the most important thing, that he's made in God's image and likeness. We belong to each other. At the heart of God is community. And when they recognize this community, everything is tremendous. When they forget, they sin. And when they sin, division enters the world. We are at our best when we remember this great truth of the book of Genesis, that we belong to one another. And so, let us ask the Lord today to help us to strengthen our relationships with others so that we may be not only made but acting in the image and likeness of God.